You're listening to Inward with Rabbi Joey Rosenfeld on the OR Podcast Network. Join Rabbi Joey as he guides us through the world and major works of Kabbalah, Hasidic masters, and Jewish philosophy, shedding light on the inner life of the soul.
Okay, so Be'ezras Hashem, we're continuing with our weekly shiur on the Zohar HaKadosh, Zohar on the Parsha. And in this week's Parsha, in Parsha's Truma, we encounter a singularly unique space of the Zohar HaKadosh, the space that holds the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Aron HaKodesh She'inu Min Amida, the Safrid Itzniusa. Safrid Itzniusa, as the Vilna Gaon points out, as recorded in the Hakdama of his Talmud Muvhak, Rav Chaim Volozhiner Schus Yogan Aleinu, in his introduction to the Bi'ur HaGra on Safrid Itzniusa, one of the most significant Sfarim to print. And Rav Chaim Volozhiner explains that his Rebbe told him that if the entirety of the Zohar HaKadosh would be considered the Gemara, then the Safrid Itzniusa would be considered the Mishnah. That it's the origin point, it's the germ cell, so to speak, of the ideas that are going to emanate and express themselves in the two separate places of the Idra Rabba and the Idra Zuta, and then ultimately going to express themselves in the Sabbat de Mishpatim, and then through the Zohar and the Tikkuni Zohar itself. One can say, and this is just a general theory at this point, it's a thought that's coming to me, but if the Tzafrid Itzniusa, so to speak, is the Keser of the Zohar HaKadosh, the place that holds all of it, then the Idra Rabba is going to be the Chachma, the expansive expression of the ideas, the Idra Zuta is going to be the Bina, the Sabbat de Mishpatim is going to be the Chelik of Teferes, because it draws down into, it's going to be the Chelik of Das, which draws down the Torah into the world of Teferes, which is the Guf HaZohar HaKadosh, the Zohar on the Parshios, and then the Malchus is going to be the Tikkuni Zohar themselves. So what we encounter in Parshas Truma is the Kodesh HaKadoshim of the Zohar, the Keser of the Zohar, which is Safrid Itzniusa. And Safrid Itzniusa, Safrid the Shakal B'Mitkala, this Mishnah that orients the entirety of the Zohar HaKadosh teaches us that any Chachma that's going to come about through the Zohar HaKadosh is ultimately going to be a Chachma of concealment. A Safrid Itzniusa, a wisdom of modesty, a modesty that is not hidden because it's afraid of what it has to express, but hidden because, as we've said so often, it remains hidden even after its revelation. It's the ulamta shapirta deleis pa'inin, the malchus that appears without eyes, so revealed to see that nobody even looks at it, where everything is revealed. Ultimately, the deepest secret is that there's a tzniutza, there's a concealment, there's a hiddenness that surrounds the inner kernel of the point of attention that one must connect themselves to in this world, to the point of malchus, to the nekuda hapnimis of malchus, to the keser of malchus, to the bechina of the ayin, of the nothingness, of the ratzon and the desire to connect to nothing but the infinite light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hidden within every experience of malchus, within ani itself. It's tzniut, it's a concealed thing, it's tznuim chachma, chachma which is the Sherish of Malchus and the secret of Abiyasad Brata. It's the expression of the Malchus, the princess that remains hidden. The hiddenness, not because there's something that we're afraid to reveal, not because revelation is some political game, but rather because everything that is revealed is ultimately only going to be grasped by the ultimate recognition that there's a concealment that can't be fully expressed. The He'elem Ha'atzmi, that point of Emuna, that point where Malchus gets brought back up to the Reshid Lois Yada, that place of Tznius, which the Vilna Gaon points out is the Hisgalus of the light of Keser, specifically within Das, the awareness that we can try and know everything that there is to know, but ultimately come to the ultimate truth of knowing, which is that we don't know, and it's specifically in the not knowing that we connect ourselves, our minds, and our hearts, and our experiences, and our demyonos to that place beyond knowledge, the Malami Tambadas, which is the light of Tzniusa, that concealment, that hiddenness, that modesty of Malchus that will always remain modest. It's the secret of Purim, Esther Tzniusa Haisa, the secret of Esther, which is the Hastara, which will remain even after Geula, because there's always a Nekuda of Tznius, always a Nekuda of Malchus to remind us that we can't grasp anything at the end of the day. In the end, everything we thought we knew new is rooted in a place where it's unfathomably great that we can't know anything, but instead of being afraid or anxious as a result of this or destabilized, what we encounter is a pleasantness and a calmness that comes with the relinquishment of the effort to gain control both intellectually, psychologically, emotionally, spiritually, on every element of our lives and our surroundings, and a willingness to live with a little bit more ease, to do what we can, to acknowledge what can be done in terms of the avoid the necessary in the moment, but also to open up our hands in the secret of the tefach soichik that gives the ability for a person to live in the pleasantness of the tzniusa. Now, we're not going to be talking about this Mishnah, this Keser of the Zohar HaKadosh, but it illuminates the entire Parsha of Truma. And perhaps one of the reasons, as it's expressed in some of the Mephorshim that we find, Safer Tzniusa, in Parsha's Truma specifically, because after Matan Torah, the secret of Matan Torah, the ultimate secret of faith, is drawing it down into a place within the heart, into a place within the mind, into the heart of each and every individual in their own experience. So the oath that was given over to each person at Matan Torah on the Darga of Ayin can be drawn down into the Darga of Ani. That light of the Mishkan, the emergence of those letters that Bezalel understood that were rooted in the creation of Maisa Bereshis themselves, the Chibur of Asamar Maros of creation from the Yichud Ilah perspective, and the Asar Dibros of existence and human experience from the Yichud Tata perspective. There was a unity between the Osios that gave shape to creation, and there was the unity of the Osios that Bezalel understood, which were needed to build the heart of each and every person so that Bilvavi Mishkan Evna, that a person can build a Mishkan in their hearts. And in order to do that, one must understand the secret of Tznius, the secret of Ani, the secret of the Sveikos of Reshud Lo Asiyada and the Malchus Agnuza Baradla, that everything that we think we know ultimately brings us back to a place of a not knowing, but not a not knowing that is emergent from some element of ignorance, but rather a not knowing that is emergent from the impossibility of knowing the greatness of the subject matter, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is rachoik from us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so large, so great, so unfathomably present in all matters of presentness, so infinite in all matters of infinitude, that the mind becomes scrambled when it comes to a place of understanding that it can't understand anything. And in that place itself, where a person is lamala mitamadas, in that place of shtusa, in that place of mila de shtusa, of not knowing anything, of reverting back to being a behema, it's in that place that a person can affirm the emuna of lamala mitamadas. And that's the binyan of the Mishkan. It's the nekuda of tznius. Each person has their own tzniusa, the place where we draw down the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu into our lives in a way that is private even to us. And the Zohar HaKadosh in this week's Parsha is illuminated with Torahs that are so fundamental, ideas that are so fundamental, each and every kli of the Mishkan, every order of the Mishkan, secrets of Leah and Rachel, secrets of finding the Mishkan in one's mind. But ultimately, the Nakuda that we're going to start with and the Nakuda we'll look at is a small chilek in the Zohar HaKadosh on Daf Kuf Chav Zayin, Amud Aleph, Be'ezra Sashem. Okay, so Be'ezras Hashem, Vayikhlu Truma, take from me a truma, take from me a donation necessary for building the Mishkan itself. Rabbi Yehuda Pasach, Rabbi Yehuda opens up. Marav Tuvcha Shetzafanta L'Reyecha Pa'alta L'Choyisim Bach Neged Bnei Adam. Rabbi Yehuda opens up, Rabbi Yehuda who's always Malchus, Rabbi Yehuda who's Rosh HaMedabrim B'chol Makom. Yehuda is the secret of Malchus Beis David, which makes the openings. It creates the openings for Geula. Rabbi Yehuda Pasach, Rabbi Yehuda spoke, and the whole sugya of Malchus, as we're going to see, the whole sugya of Truma, which is Trei Meimeo, which is the measure of 98 out of 100, which is missing two elements of the Shlemus of Malchus, the two crowns that are deficient right now in order to bring Malchus back up to its place. That's the Trei Meimeo, that's the measure of 98, the 49 plus the 49, which the Gra points out in the beginning of his Biur on Me'emasai Koranishma Ba'arvis about the secret of Truma and Malchus and the Aliyah of Malchus. Rabbi Yehuda Pasach, Rabbi Yehuda speaks, Rabbi Yehuda opens up, Malchus opens up, Marav Tuvcha Shetzafanta L'Reyecha. How great is the goodness that is concealed to those who fear you, Pa'altim L'choysim Bach, that you have prepared for those who take protection in you, Neged Bnei Adam, against those who come to harm them. Haikra ha'ukmav itmar. This teaching has already been interpreted in Parsha Shlach. The Zohar HaKadosh speaks of the goodness that is found within the concealment itself, within its tznius, within the gevuros, within the northern elements of things, within those mountain airy nights that the Chavraya Kadisha wandered along. Aval raza da ha'ukmina. And as the Zohar HaKadosh generally does, although this teaching was taught elsewhere in accordance with the context that it was taught in, that was the truth. Now we're bringing it out again, Butzina Kadisha, Butzina Kadisha, this is how Rashbi taught it to us. This is how the great lamp taught it to us. Goyrazin Iloyan, that within the ascendant secrets of all things, Darga Iloh, there's an ascendant level, the Ihur Raz, the Alma Iloh, the Ikrami, which is the secret of the elevated place of Bina, which is referred to as me, the notion of who, the questioning of the origin, the recognition that in the end of the day, I don't know, that I can find something that will always lead me back to wondering to who did this come from, that secret of Bina, which is always questioning things, the Nun Shari Bina, the question and the answers that tzaddikim point out, the Shakla Vitarya, so to speak, the Kashi and the Teirutz, and all of the Kashios come with the Teirutz until we come to the Shar Nun, which is the Teku, which is the secret of drawing down the Nun of the Shar Nun to take Teku into Tikkun to rectify the fact that in the end of the day that we don't know, and that's okay as well. Darga Tata, the lower level, Malchus itself, the Ihuraza the Alma Tata, the secret of this worldliness, Ikrama, it's referred to as what? What? It's Mahus. What's the essence of it? Meaning a person can come in contact with it. They can ask themselves, what is it? Not a question of origin, but rather a question of content. The question of origin beckons the mind back to a place of receiving something from a place that I can't remember from where, which is the transmission. It's a hand me down, a thought unbroken. It comes down slowly, slowly, and each generation is infinite in connection to the generation that precedes it, so a person has to develop the connectivity in that process of transmission through the secret of Emunah, which takes place bein dor ledor, which is why Amalek comes to attack us in that place of dar ledar, which is the secret of the Suffolk, and that's why Eliyahu Navi stands in the void connecting generation to generation to reveal the secret of the unbreakable bond that rests at the core of the transmission that knows no orientation towards physical evidence necessarily, and that's the secret of Eliyahu Navi, who returns the hearts of the children back to the parents and the parents back to the children. Ela afal gav de mashichu ilah. So we have these two worlds of the ma and the mi. The ma, the orientation to this worldliness of asking what is it and how is it, meaning to say what's the measure of it, how does it function, how does it operate, what are the details of the experience, versus the mi, which is the being put into question of not knowing from whence it came, of understanding that it came from a place beyond, but not knowing from what. Similar in the orientation of time, it's like the notion of vayhi acharei hadvarim ha'ela. It was after these things. What things? The Zohar HaKadosh, the Torah HaKadosh is never really necessarily definitive or specific about those things. As we see in Rabbi Nachman, nafala makom shenafala, a person falls to the place that they fall to. All of these things are oriented towards an anonymous place because we don't know where they come from. It beckons the mind to wonder. That's the distinction between me, which is the beckoning of the mind back to a place of wonder, of not knowing, versus the orientation of the mind through a perspective of ma, where we know what something is. It's not a question of where it comes from. It's a question of what is it. Ela afal gav de mashichu ilo is ma sheikh. Loi iskalia ad de ishtalim hacha de ihu aser seifa de choldargin seifa de amshechusa de kula vekaima be iskalia. In spite of the fact that the higher is the higher and the lower is the lower, in spite of the fact that the higher is the higher and the lower is the lower, nevertheless, the higher will only reveal itself fundamentally in the lower. Me, the higher level of questioning, of being drawn back to emuna, of not knowing the origin of something, but trusting that there's an origin of all origins, an atik dechol atik, an estimu dechol stim, and a resha dechol reshin, the origin of all origins, the bli soif v'tachlis, the thing that is simply the process of all origins, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kav yachol b'choyde v'atzmo, the beginning of all beginningness, bereshis bara elokim, the perpetual chayas that unfolds. We know that it exists, but we don't know who it is, we don't know what it is. We can't reach our way all the way back there. That high level of transcendent orientation towards living with faith only finds its actual presentation in the thickness of reality, in the lowest level, at the end of all things. Soifa de chodargin, soifa de amshechusa, de kula v'kaima be'iskalia. Now the me, the expression of wonder that draws one to faith and the secret of Reshit Lo Es Yada, theoretically it would find expression without Kalim, but over here the Zohar HaKadosh is saying that it's specifically when it's drawn down into the Kalim, not only Kalim, but into the Kli of Malchus, the lowest Kli, Soifa the Chardagin, the lowest possible level, Soifa the Ismashuhusa, the lowest point at which things are drawn down, the Kula V'kaim of the Eskalia, and it's when things stand in apparent clarity, when things appear as they are, where things are revealed as they are, it's specifically there that a person is going to encounter the secret of me, the secret of wonder. It's specifically in that which appears to be the opposite of wonder where a person is going to find wonder, because it's through the contemplation of the thisness of reality, the phenomenological analysis of things themselves, of encounters themselves, of walking, of talking, of standing, of sitting, of drinking, of eating, of sleeping, of standing, of praying, all of the different feelings of the heart, of the mind, all of it in and of itself is the place where we encounter the secret of the infinitude that expresses itself in everything. But afal gav, and even though the iskali yasser mikoilo, and even though this low place of malchus is revealed in all its thickness and detail orientation to the degree that it's more revealed than anything else. Nevertheless, Kaim al-Sha'il Ma, it stands in a place of Ma. In the end of the day, even though it appears to be something, there's a Mahus there. Nevertheless, we also come to the point of view of Ma Chamis Mayados, that in the end of the day, what have I seen and what do I know? That specifically from within the known, we come to realize that we don't know anything. From within Malchus itself is the place of orientation towards knowledge and situatedness and understanding. It's specifically from that place of the thickness of the ego and its certitude of who it is and what it is and how it is. It's specifically there that we're going to uncover the secret of Yeshin Yanshi Tapecha Kol, which is Macha Misamaya Dasa, the secret of Adlo Yoda, the secret of the Ereshad Lois Yoda, that I don't know anything. Then in the end of the day, even when you're looking at the picture, you don't see any picture. Even when you're looking at reality itself, you don't grasp the essence of what reality is. But rather, everything stands upon faith. Everything stands upon the deep faith of Knesset Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Begin kach ma Rav Tuvcha. How good is the goodness? This is the foundation that's hidden within the existence of this worldliness and its appearance of revelation. It's the hidden concealment, that sniusa, the yisoid da abba, that light of chachma that comes back down to illuminate the inside of something, in spite of the fact that externally it reveals that it's devoid of illumination. This is the Rav Tuv. This is the Rav Tuv that's hidden within existence. Kada Amart V'Rav Tuv L'Veis Yisrael, begin the Hayihu Rav Tuv, the great goodness that comes down from Yisrael to Yisrael, because this is the great goodness that is shining from within the recesses of existence, hidden within plain sight, in the Ma of all things, in the orientation towards thought, thinking that we knew something, and it's the shine that comes to push us away again from that knowledge of sedimenting what we think we know and opening ourselves up to living in faith and drawing the Shekhinah back down into our existence. Or Kadma Ikra Toiv, the original light is the light that is referred to as good. Stam, Vahacha Klilin Dachar V'Nukva Kachada, and this is the place of the unification of the masculine and the feminine, expression and receptivity, Asher Safanta, that is concealed and that's hidden. Dehai Itganiz Kegavna Deor Kadma Deiskanez Vitmar, it's revealed in the form of the light that was revealed in the beginning, that was concealed in the beginning, that was the hidden light, is revealed in the lowest place. Pa'alta the hacha ihu umnasa de kula, because it's specifically here that the faith of all faiths and the work of all work is dependent. Umnusa de chol alma, umnusa de neshmas and the ruchim, it's specifically down here in this place of that concealed light. But as a da avid kutcha brichu umnus, and it's specifically this is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the beauty of this world, the chol alma of the entire world, that appears as if it's understandable, but in the depths it brings us to understand the deeper secret, which is that all is not understandable. Everything is dependent on emuna. But as a done, this secret bracious bar elikim esashmain vesaritz, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the sky and the land. But as a da isavid mishkana veispani de iub diukna de alma del eila, diukna de alma de tata, this is the secret of above and below being created, and the secret of the mishkan, which is a mark of above and below. Above is the not knowing, below is the knowing, and it's specifically within the knowing of below that we come to encounter the light of above, which is the light of not knowing. It's uncovering the light of not knowing within knowing, meaning the knowing is the seder and the orientation that we have to being functioning human beings and walking as if we know, as if we know, as if we know, day in, day out, and doing what we need to do. But at the core of it all, to recognize that ani lo yadea klum, ani lo yadea klum, lo yadea klum, lo yadea klum, lo yadea klum, that a person doesn't know anything, and I don't know anything at all. Diukna de la truma, bring for me a truma, truma's malchus, li truma, for me, for above, train dargin de inun chad de mechabim kachada, these two levels of li and truma, of malchus and bina, of the light of concealment and the light of revelation, are unified as one, because the light of revelation is the case in which the light of concealment shines forth to be revealed by way of tsniusa, of emuna, and the secret of being makabel, everything, l'malamitam bedas, besimcha v'tuv leivav be'ezer sashem.
You've been listening to Inward with Rabbi Joey Rosenfeld on the OR Podcast Network. Inward was created by Rabbi Zach Kamenetz and is produced by Zev Gavriel. The music is by Zusha. You can help support the production of this podcast by visiting us online at orpodcasts.com.